I felt good. And the team felt good as well.
Felt good.
I did. I felt really good.
What made you feel good?
I mean, shoot, anytime the sun shines, anytime the wind blows. I mean, it's there, though. You feel the warmth. I felt good about it, man.
Hey, Aaron, how's the offense seem to have moved through OTAs this time versus this time last year as far as tempo in that regard?
It's a little more smooth than last year. I mean, it was new. Everybody was learning terminology, and all those things are kind of on the wayside, so we're more efficient.
What do you think of the two quarterbacks and what you've seen from them so far?
I think they're both competing very hard.
Aaron, anything you did different with Abdul this offseason, training-wise, differently for yourself?
Nah, man, same old Rocky. You know what I mean? Lifting tree logs, stuff like that.
Do you have any plans for the month off before training camp?
No plans, just work out, get in great shape.
Are you more comfortable now than you were this time last year, considering where you were?
I am, John. I am.
Could you talk about how that helps people translate to the field once you guys start playing?
You talking about my comfortability in the offense or?
Just in yourself and the offense, just the difference in.
Well, just getting a year under your belt in the offense, it kind of just helps with your confidence. It helps with your just everything, how you attack certain plays where you're not thinking, you're just reacting.
You think they're gonna find more ways to use you in the passing game like they did last year? That much do you like that part?
I'm not sure what they're gonna do, man, but I would enjoy that.
Aaron, what are your expectations for the team? I mean, last year, no one was really talking about you guys. You go 9-7, almost make the playoffs. Do you feel like this is a playoff-type team this year?
I have no idea. I get in expectations. Y'all going to write whatever.
How much do you take the young guys under your wing this time of the year, the young guys who are coming in and experiencing the NFL, and maybe looking to you as a leader on this football team?
I mean, it's definitely different. You know, your years pass by fast in the league, and, you know, younger guys start looking at you like the OG. And so you got to kind of fill that role and just give them your life experiences in the NFL. And it's cool to take on a big bro role.
When you were a rookie, who helped you that way?
Big homie Dre. Yeah, that was my guy.
What's it like for you being around and he's not here anymore?
It's weird.
Yeah.
But that's the league, man. People come, people go. Everybody gonna get the axe one day. Just gotta enjoy it. Enjoy the people.
What do you look for in Alfred going into his second year?
I told him I'm gonna make him a third down back before I leave this place, man. So I'm trying to extend his career and make him the best possible threat he could be on the field, and just share with them the things that I know and I've learned.